Good morning, beautiful people. This is your girl, Anisha, and welcome to For the Love of Anisha podcast. Today's date is July the 30th, 2021 on this beautiful Friday at 7:44 a.m. How are y'all doing? Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you listening to my podcast at, how are y'all doing out there? I know if it's the evening, you tired, but hey, I'm here to wake your ass up. So usually you guys know I do not do my podcast as early, but I have to get something off my chest that's really like not on my nerves, not gonna take over my day, not gonna ruin my day or my week or whatever the case might be. But I just feel like whatever you're going through, you should not look like it. Everybody go through shit, but you should not let that ruin your day, your month, your goals of what you're trying to do. You might have a limitation on what you can do, but you should make sure you could do something. You know what I'm saying? To my old listeners, you know, and my new listeners, if you go back to my other episodes, I told you what I've been through, but I don't look like it. And again, it's called life. You know what I'm saying? It's not always going to be positive. We're going to go through some shit. You got to go through the struggle to get to where you're going. You can't start off good and then struggle. No, you got to start off struggling and then get to where you need to go. Like, I'm just going to say what I need to say about this. I was in a relationship for almost 6 years. Shit, it feel like forever. And I had to always give up my energy to make that individual feel good because he didn't feel good about himself. You know what I'm saying? I helped him with his situation so he could feel good and do what he needed to do, okay? And after that situation, when I tell you this man was glowing and stuff, and he did my life because I was giving all my energy into this man because I was like, I'm happy. I want you to be happy, but I want you to be happy more than me. That's what I was doing. And he ended up cheating on me and doing other things. And I'm sitting there with a black cloud trying to figure out why I'm so down, why my energy is down. And for everybody that's in a relationship, marriage, or trying to be in a relationship, you know, first impressions are everything, but if an individual is going through something and they can't lift up themselves, you might need to just step back and let them get themselves together. Because you could give them all the good energy, all the good opinions, motivation, but they have to do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people always talking about, oh, Anisha, you look so happy. I am. Because I've been through some shit. And I don't want to sit here miserable. You know what I'm saying? I'm 34 years old and I have high blood pressure. Okay? And sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking. But guess what? It's life. You know what I'm saying? It could be, I can have something worse. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful and grateful to be here talking to you guys, you know? And I can't eat certain stuff. So at the end of the day, will I take positive over negative? Yes! Because it's not gonna raise my high blood pressure. I don't argue with people. I just say my opinion. They say their opinion. We agree to disagree and I move on. I don't have time to argue with nobody. Even if I didn't have high blood pressure, I don't have time to argue with nobody. I don't have time to figure people out. I'm 34 years old. You know what I'm saying? I gotta figure out my shit. But as I'm figuring out my shit, I want you to figure out your shit. You know what I'm saying? And again, people go through stuff every day, but don't let that black cloud stay over you. Do what you can. You know? I just don't understand. Like, you know, everybody say the right thing. It's not the right thing. It's just shit. Are you just going to sit there and just have a black cloud over you just because you're going through some shit? Get your ass up and get with the program. especially if you 30, over 25 and up, especially if you over 30, if you over 35, if you 40, if you 50, shit, if you 50, you have up 100, my nigga, like, get up and do what you gotta do. So, the message is, I'm sorry, y'all, the message is, I can't be around nobody that's draining my energy, because if I'm trying to motivate you, and you're not motivating, I'm talking so fast, if I'm motivating you, and you're not motivating yourself, then what is the point? I've been through that shit, and it's not good, you know what I'm saying? People always saying, oh, Arnisha, okay, I might not say what I'm going through, but I don't let it take over my life, you know what I'm saying? And individuals like that, you just gotta distance yourself and let them figure it out, you know? And that's it. So, that's my little rant. Oh, I gotta go blow my nose. I hope you guys have a beautiful Friday. I know this is a short episode. I will have a longer episode most likely next week, but I just have to get that off my chest because I was like, it's irritating. And I hope you guys have a beautiful Friday, weekend, month. You know, rent is due. I gotta get up and go get my money order for my rent. Okay, I know that's right. So you guys have a beautiful Friday. Even if you're going through some shit, you alive. If you alive, give thanks to God or whoever you pray to. And get your day started with a positive mindset, even if you're going through some shit. Okay, I know that's right. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And see y'all later. Peace.